The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, said that although the Gemara was mesopic, whether a poyel that's working in somebody's field, and he says that I know I have a schus to eat from the field, but instead of me eating the food by myself, I want to divert it, I want to give it to my wife, I want to give it to my children. Can he do it or can he not do it? This is a big ibaya that permeates a big chelik of this sugi here of achilas poyelim and perik asoichas poyelim. But one thing the Gemara said for sure is not okay, and that is a nazir who's working in a keren. If he would say that, being that I'm a nazir and I can't eat from the keren, so let me instead give whatever schus I would have to my wife and children, that would not be okay. And that's based on a din derabanan, because a nazir has no business being in a keren. In fact, Chazal said, Lech, lech, amre nazira, schor, schor, lekarma loy sikrav. We tell the nazir, don't enter the keren. Schor, schor, go around. Abel lekarma loy sikrav, you can't walk in. And being that this person walked in, so he violated this inyan of lech, lech, amre nazira. So it's for that reason we penalize him and we say that you're going to lose your schos achilas. So even though theoretically, hypothetically, there could be, should be, maybe, would have been a schos achilas peyros, that's the big ibaya, but at the same time, as it relates to a nazir, that's something that for sure this person would not have. The Baal HaTurim, on our pasuk, he saw the bekerim reyecha, v'ochalta anovim kenafshachos avecha, v'el kel yechol leisit, and he says a dover nifla. He says that if you look in the Torah, every single time, the Torah talks about a kerem, and the Torah talks about a kama, a field where there's wheat, the Torah always mentions the comma before it mentions the kerem. That's what the Baal HaTurim says. The only place where the Torah mentions the kerem before it mentions the field is right here in Parshas Kiseitzeh. Kisove bekerem reyecha v'achalta anovim kenafshachos avecha v'al kel yechol leisitin. And the next pasuk is kisove bekomas reyecha v'katavta melilos biyodecha v'chemer shazon v'al komas reyecha. Says the Baal HaTurim, why the change in order? He says because the Torah wanted to make a smichos between this parsha and the parsha immediately before it. So the parsha right before the parsha that talks about achilas peiros is the parsha of Nedarim. Kisidar neder l'Hashem alaykecha loisa'achar l'shalmoy. V'chisechta lindar loyibachal chet. Moitzos v'asecha tishmer v'asnisa kasher nadart l'fnei Hashem alaykecha nadova asher dibart l'ficha. Some of the big psukim that underpin the entirety of Masechtas Nedarim. Says the Baal HaTurim, the Torah wanted to make a smichos between the parsha of the Nedarim and the parsha of Kisavar Bekerim Reyecha. Why? Remez, that schor schor lekarma loy sikrav. Shemnada benazir, that if a person made a neder, what type of neder? He said, Hareini nazir, lo yaskir atzmoy v'malachas hakerim. You have no right to go and make yourself a malachas hakerim, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Bezim and Aleph, v'lokach hiktim kerim. And that's why the Torah mentions Karen before Sod over here, which is Shaloi Kedarkish Ala Torah. You're never going to find it in that order. So why did the Torah write it out of order? Because the Torah wanted a smichos between the parasha of Nedarim and the parasha of Kisavi Bekerem Reyecha. Because there is a person in the world who's going to make a neder, right? Nazirus is a neder. There's a hekish between Nedarim and Nazirus. I Nedarim Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. But really, every Nazirus is a neder. And the Torah wanted to say that if a person makes a neder, what type of a neder? Hareini nazir, you're going to be bound now by this halacha of Kisavai Bekerim Reyecha V'achalta Anovim Kenafshcha. So I'll tell you one interesting thing as it relates to this memra of Lech Lech Amr Nazira Schar Schar L'Karma Le'Sikra. That is the Prisha in Yerideya Simon Shin Pei Gimel. This is in Hilchas Avelis. He says something very, very interesting. He says, Ha'oilim toyim b'peirusha. The Velt, when they say over this member from Chazal, Lech Lech Aminim l'Nazir, Schar Schar l'Kamalei Sikrav, he says, I believe they're making a very, very big mistake. He says, the way the Velt says it over is they say that we tell the Nazir that you're not allowed to enter a Kerem. So what if you're near a Kerem? Schar Schar, right? Go misaviv, right? Make a hakafa. Aber l'Kamalei Sikrav, don't enter the Kerem. So Lech Lech Amr Nazir, go, go, we tell the Nazir, Schar Schar, Saviv Saviv, go around, Abel Kamer Le'Sikrav, don't actually enter the camp. Says the Prisha, it's a toys. You know what the memory really means? What the memory really means to say is that Lech Lech Amr Nazir, Schar Schar Le'Kamer Le'Sikrav. You can't even go around the Kerem. Don't go anywhere near it. Leich leich amr nazir, go away. Schar schar the karma. Loi sikra, you can't even be schar schar. Even that's not okay. Not schar schar, go around. Lich karma loi sikra. Schar schar the karma loi sikra. Right, it's a question of the drop. Schar schar the karma loi sikra. That's not okay. Not just the karma loi sikra. Schar schar the karma loi sikra. So is the Nazar allowed to go around the Kerem, or is he not allowed to go around the Kerem? So he says, Ha'olam toyim v'peirusha, the Velt makes the toys. The Velt thinks that, yeah, Avada, he's allowed to go around. Faker, Tzchar, Tzchar is what we tell him to do. L'karmeloi snikrim, he's just not allowed to enter the Kerem. Oh, but the preacher says it's a toys. How do I know it's a toys? So the preacher says, I know it from this halacha, tucked away here in Hilchos Avelos. So the halacha over there is discussing Avol Aser B'Tashmish Shamita. Right? That's what's happening in that halacha. So the Torah brings from the Rishonim, that the Rishonim say that even though Avol Aser B'Tashmish Shamita, but Kol and Yonei Kurva are really going to be mutter. Right? All and Yonei Kurva are going to be okay. Stating that, says the Torah, that even though that's the case, but at the same time, Umiyu, Mishum leich leich amr nazira mi boyalei l'rchukei shloi lishan ima b'mita klal adkan. Because of leich leich amr nazira, so therefore we say even the nyanei kurva, right, hu yashen b'mita zu, v'hi yashen b'mita cheres, it's all based on the fact of leich leich. So says the Prisha, if you're going to tell me that really, if you're going to tell me really, the nazir is allowed to be near the Karen, you just can't enter the Karen, but he's allowed to be near it. So why do we have all these harchakis? From the fact that Chazal, this is the Prisha talking, from the fact that the Torah from the Rishonim said that we have all the harchakis between husband and wife when there's an issue of avelos, and it's mashma that even schar schar is not going to be okay. So this is a raya, says the Prisha, that ha'olam toyim beperushai, and really the Noz is not even allowed to go sof of lekerem. The truth is, it's mefurish in the Rama. Rama Hilchos Nazirus Perakei Alocha Yud says like this: Medivrei Soifrim she'aser lenozer lamoid b'moishiv shoyseh yayin v'yisrachit b'menu harbe sharei nichshol lefanif amru chachamim soviv lekerem. Lo yikrav, before Amru Chachamim saviv lekerem lo yikrav. Rama doesn't say Amru Chachamim saviv yelech abel lekerem lo yikrav. Saviv lekerem lo yikrav. It's mamish before us in the Rama. Develt makes a tois. Again, I know we make a tois, but the preacher says develt. Develt means kuli alma, means all the rabbanim, right? What does it mean develt? Right, what does develt mean? Right, so you do it that Reb Shula Kitna, when he went to when the Rezina Rebbe went to him and he was trying to fakoif him the trailers and he wanted to get people to put on the trailers. So he says, no, the Rebbe knows this is the trailers. I proved it. He says, how come you put on the trailers? So he told him about the velt hit this nish. This is Reb Shula Kitna told the Rezina Rebbe. So the Rezina Rebbe went to the window and he saw a Vasa Trega walking. And he went to the Vasa Trega and he says, tell me, Vasa Trega, chomis mishay shoy sulamailo. It's mutter? Or it's aser. So he looked at him. He mamash had no idea what he's talking about. He says, "Chametz mishay shoyis ulamayla." He says, "I don't speak this language. I pasha don't even know what you're talking about." So he turned to him. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, Chametz mishay shoyis ulamayla kuli amaloi pligid aser. The ganze welt says it's aser. The vaster tega weisnish. How could the Gemara say the whole world says?" So he said, "Weisnish. When we say the welt, we mean the rabbanon. That's what we mean. We don't mean the welt." What we mean is the Rabbanon say that. He says, no, if that's the case, he tell me the Velt doesn't wear tchelis. If the Rabbanon will wear tchelis, the Velt will wear tchelis, and everyone will wear tchelis. This is what he told. But Al-Koponim says the Prisha, the Velt, the Oilu makes this toys. It means the Oilu Matayr. What do you think it means? Right, so the Oilu Matayr makes the toys, and that means it's Mefurish and Rambam. But I'll tell you a Dov and Ifla. Reuven Margolis wrote a chibur called Hazoya V'Arambam, or Harambam V'Hazoya, where he goes and he works through different Rambams and to see how it stems with Zayar, right? Dvar Matikin, Ve'inkana Mokum Laharach. We've spoken about this once. But Al-Koponim, in this halach in Hilchas Naziris, so on the Rambam, where the Rambam says, Omru Chachomim Soviv Lekem LaYikra. So he brings the Prisha, and the Drisha also says it, by the way, that Ha'oilim Toy in the Pshata Gemara, that the Vel makes a toys in this Gemara. So he says that although it's true, the Oilim Toyim, based on what the Rambam says, and based on what's Mavur, maybe in the Rishonim over there in the Torah, but he says, and he brings from Kama Mekoymes in the Zohar HaKadosh, that in the Zohar HaKadosh it's Mavur, in the Zohar HaKadosh it's Mavur the way the Velt says it, the way the Olam says it. I'll just mention one Zohar, and that is, it's in Parshas Bereshis, the beginning of Bereshis, but it's going on a pasuk in Parshas Truma. L'umas hamiskeres tiyena hataboyz, Levatim, Levadim, Lal Seis Es HaShulchan. Right, so you had to have Taboyz, the Ringlich, it's talking specifically about the Shulchan. What was the purpose of the Ringlich? To put the Badim in? It's like this, you'll be able to carry it. So the Zohar says that this is really a remnant to Sisrei Torah. That even though a person maybe can be Dorish from Maisa Merkava, right, Ayin Perikain Darshin, but at the same time, you can't go right into the Merkava. What you have to do is, you have to carry it by the Badim. And that's this pasuk, Umas HaMeskeres Tiena HaTaboyz, Levatim Levadim. That's the way this has to go about. So the Zohar says like this, V'alda, man de mikrav, if someone wants to come close to the Chachma of the Merkava, Yikrav be'ilein badim. So what he should do is, he should go to the badim. V'loi b'medel agav. But don't mamish go into the actual Merkava, because lech lech amr nezira, schar schar lekarma loy sikra. And remember, Gola says that if you learn the Zohar, it's posh. What the Zohar is saying is that the Nazir can't go into the Kerem. But what could he do? Schar, schar. It could be misaviv. That's something he could do. And that's what the Zohar Kodesh is saying, that you can't go into the Merkava. But what you could do is, you could touch the Badim. Meaning, this is Mamish Develt's understanding, that the Nazir can't go into the Kerem. Of a misaviv he could. And he brings Mamish chapter and verse, a whole bunch of different places where in the Zohar it's zicha very mashma. This is a case of Harambam v'Hazayir, where the Rambam is not like the Zohar. Ein Shem and his chibur. Either way, we'll stop here.